You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
First Nations listeners are advised that the following program may contain the names and voices of our mob who have passed on to the Dreaming.
I'm going to talk about a few things today, but I wanted to start off talking a bit about the Gammon apology that happened yesterday. The Victorian colonial state government issued a so-called apology for the historic and ongoing genocide and occupation of my people. And, you know, there's a few things I wanted to touch on here, but, you know, I just really want to put it into context for people, because, you know, it's not really an apology at the end of the day. When you say sorry, that means just stop doing something, then you're not going to do it again. You know, at least that's what I was taught when I was, you know, raised. And it's anything but if you actually look at the conditions here. So, you know, just to put it into a bit of context, like imagine if somebody broke into your house, right? And they killed a bunch of people that you were living with, and then they tied you up to a chair, and they decided to keep beating you and beating you and beating you. And then they turn around and say, sorry, but you still tied to the chair, and they're still beating you up, and they're still occupying your house. You know, how is that a sorry? But that is, you know, what happened yesterday, essentially. That's the most bluntest way to put it. And, you know, as the whole saying goes, like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We know that these sorries mean nothing because Kevin Rudd issued a sorry back in, when was it, 2007 or whatever. You know, Kevin Rudd apologized for the stolen generations. And what happened after that? After he issued that apology, his own party, the Labor Party, you know, both on a federal and on the various state levels, implemented even more policies to remove even more of our children. And today, our children are taking out higher rates than during the, you know, the what's called as the stolen generation during the 1900s. You know, he apologized for the stolen generation in the 1900s. But not only do they continue to take our kids, they've even ramped it up and they're continuing to take even more of our kids today. In fact, down here in so-called Victoria, something like 1 in 4 of our children enter out-of-home care. You know, absolutely disgusting and horrendous statistics when you look at it. 1/4 of our children still being taken today. And, you know, that's after this so-called apology. So, you know, as the saying goes, as I said, you know, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I don't put any stock in the apology that happened yesterday. And to, you know, accept that apology and to believe that means things are going to change is just going to fool ourselves. And, you know, that's just not me talking from an opinion. That's me talking from actually analysing the conditions, actually looking at what's happening, considering what's happening. Down here in Victoria, it's absolutely horrendous. Well, in fact, across this entire continent, it's not even Victoria, across this entire continent, it's absolutely horrendous. The statistics that we continue to live under, the genocide that continues to happen, and the occupation of our lands that haven't ended. How can you turn around and say sorry when you're still doing it? When you're ramping it up in many cases? You know, that's not a sorry, it's anything but. And it goes hand in hand with this Gammon treaty process that they've got going. You know, they call it a treaty, but it's anything but. You know, it's an act of state parliament. It's a piece of legislation. It's not a treaty. It's not a sovereign agreement between, you know, 2 or more sovereign nations. It's a domestic piece of legislation from the colonial state government. And just like I've been saying about these treaties for years now, you know, the LNP went and proved me right again the other week when they said that if and when they get into power, they'll just get rid of any treaty that exists. You know, how is it a treaty when the government of the day can just turn around and decide that they want to, you know, repeal that piece of legislation? That's not a treaty. And what comes out of it? You know, look at what actually comes out of this so-called treaty agreement. You know, there's no land back. Where's our land? They're not giving us any land. There's no rights over our minerals and other natural resources. They're not giving us any of that. There's no end to the conflict here. You know, there's been a war going on this continent for 230 something years now. There's nothing in the treaty that addresses our mass incarceration rates, you know, the world's highest incarceration rates. There's nothing in the treaty that addresses the stolen generations that are continuing to happen. There's nothing in the treaty that will ensure that our mob, who have the highest homeless rates on this continent, you know, 10 times more likely to be homeless. There's nothing in that treaty that guarantees housing for our people. There's nothing in that treaty that guarantees education. You know, our people are more likely to end up in prison than they are to graduate high school. And has the treaty addressed that? Nope. You know, has the treaty addressed any of the other ongoing crimes that this colony is perpetuating against us? No. It's just empty words and, you know, more advisory to tokenistic bodies that will give advice that, you know, at the end of the day, doesn't even have to be listened to. You know, a real treaty would have stuff like designated seats in parliament. It would have stuff like guaranteed, you know, return of our land and rights to our natural minerals and natural resources. You know, a treaty would address the ongoing horrific social conditions that we live under. But it's not doing any of that. It's just a way for the government to pat themselves on the back and say, look, we gave you a treaty. We addressed the problem. It's just a way for them to try and further legitimize their occupation of our unceded lands. It's not a treaty. It's absolutely disgusting. So is this gammon apology. I'm not buying any of it.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.